Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey guys, it's Murad Morali and welcome to Hashtag I'm Over It, where we talk all things from pop culture to trending topics and have important discussions. Be sure to let me know what you guys are over to with the hashtag I'm Over It, because we have a lot to get into. And definitely don't forget to click that button and subscribe. It's just one click for consistent content always. So Paris is opening up, guys, and she is talking about her horrific past, and she is exposing a lot. Hey guys, it's Murad Morali. Welcome back to the video if you're watching via YouTube, and welcome back to the podcast. Another new episode already this week. And if you haven't already, guys, please subscribe to the podcast. Hashtag I'm over it. I would appreciate it. It's on the Acast app, Apple, Spotify. And I really want to just dedicate this episode to just Paris Hilton, because she is coming out with a documentary soon on September the 14th. And she is just exposing a lot of stuff that took place in her life that nobody else really knew. And I feel like it's a tremendously important, not just episode, but just what she's talking about. It's just so deep, psychologically damaging. And it can really explain why we know the Paris of today because of what happened in her childhood. I always say it always comes down to your childhood. That's what it always comes down to. 24/7, everything is rooted there and you're carrying a lot of trauma. And the gag is you don't know how to let go of it. Small cues around you, environmental cues can remind you. This person, what they've done to you, that can remind you and stuff like this. It's hard to let go of stuff. And this is a gradual process. It's a part of healing, and healing can be till the day you pass. Like, it's not like a finite process. It can happen, you know, it can happen for a very long time. But she really goes in and highlights what she's been through, and she's opening up about several stuff that took place, whether it be in relationships, whether it be what happened to her in her childhood at her school. So trigger warning, guys, because this is some crazy stuff. But she says, I went through multiple abusive relationships, the entrepreneur and former reality star says. I was strangled. I was hit. I was grabbed aggressively. I put up with things no one should. In a new documentary, she is revealing the painful emotional and physical abuse she says she underwent as a teenager whilst at the Provo Canyon boarding school in Utah, which precipitated her unhealthy relationships later in life. Keyword is precipitated. It develops. That's like a little palette for what you can and can't do. I had become so used to this type of behavior at Provo, which is her school, that it made me feel like it was normal. The relationships with all five of her ex-boyfriends, were whom she says abused her, started the same as well. They all seemed like such nice guys, and the true colors would show. They'd get jealous or defensive or try to control me, and there would come a point where would become physically, verbally, and emotionally abusive. I didn't really understand what love relationships were. I thought that them getting so crazy meant that they were in love with me. Looking back, I can't believe I let people treat me like that. Hilton says she never would have made the sex tape that leaked in 2003 had she not suffered from such trauma at Provo, the school. I would never have let anyone into my life. The man in the tape who she was dating at the time was one of the worst people she could meet, and she met them at Provo. So had she not gone to Provo, this would never happened. Provo Canyon School responded that the school was sold by its previous ownership in August 2000 after Hilton had left, and subsequently we therefore cannot comment on the operations or patients' experience prior to this time. It's convenient. Thankfully, from her documentary, Hilton found a way to release her
her trauma as well. But this is the part that I really wanted to get into that I find so interesting. Paris Hilton says that she created a Barbie persona to avoid the pain from her horrific past. Paris Hilton is the character is not the real me, she says. It was an outer shell. How the world perceives me and who I really am is actually so different. Wow. In fact, the former reality star who went on to create a $1 billion perfume empire says she manufactured a Barbie persona in order to detract from some very real pain in her past. And this will be called desensitization. You're desensitizing yourself. You're disassociating yourself from a certain part of your life because you don't want to face it. You cannot understand it, the volume of the pain. And it's as if you go somewhere else or you become someone else to kind of alleviate yourself, which is only temporarily because that trauma is still there. If you do not address that trauma that is sitting there, if you don't address this stuff sooner or later or whatever, this whole temporary persona that you have can only last for so long. It cannot last for a very long time because you may be able to physically think, mentally think that you're hiding something, but your body always shows it. Your body always shows the pain that you've been through. Whether you think it is or isn't, it definitely is. And when you address that, you can just see how the body physiologically changes. So it's really interesting. It's like, after she was finally able to leave at 18, she said, I was so grateful to be out. I didn't want to think about it. I just wanted to live my life, going out and doing what I want, numbing the pain. With the voice, the clothes, I basically created this entire character. I wanted to hide who I really was because when you are constantly berated and go through all of this stuff that I went to during my days in school, it will obviously get to you because obviously she went to a boarding school and a lot went down. Her school, she had issues wanting attention and love. With fame, I got all of that. I felt loved and happy and proud, and it was a big F you to the school. Like everything they said to me, look at me now. It was in filming her documentary that Hilton was finally able to confront her demons and release the pain of her trauma.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Traumatic past. So this is really, you know, talking about the awful abuse that she went through as a teenager. And is really, really, you know, she says, I buried my truth for so long. The mental, emotional, and physical pain she says she underwent at Provo, but she's proud of who she's become today. But I just find it so interesting how you create these personas. She would sit in confinement for over 20 hours in her school, wow, this stuff like this, took place like on a daily basis. From the moment I woke up until I went to bed, it was all screaming in my face, yelling at me in torture. Wow. Some people there planned to run away. She was having panic attacks and crying every single day. It was miserable. She felt like a prisoner and she hated life. They would use this as a punishment to sometimes sit there for 20 hours a day. Attempt to tell her parents about the conditions at school were completely fruitless. I didn't really get to speak to my family, she says, maybe once every 2 or 3 months. We were cut off from the outside world, and when I tried to tell them once, I got in so much trouble. I was scared to say it again. They would grab the phone or rip up letters I wrote telling me. And she wrote letters to say, oh wow, no one is going to believe you, is what the staff said to her. And the staff would tell the parents that the kids were lying, so my parents had no idea what was going on. But at the same time, two twos, let's talk about this properly. You're really telling me now that you're going to some boarding school and you only get to speak to your parents once every two, three months. Where are your parents at? Because I'm so sorry, but I cannot let my child go to a boarding school and I only talk to you once every 3 months. Are we now pen pals? I don't understand. Or am I not your child? I'm so sorry. I feel like the parents have some kind of accountability in this phase, because there's no way, hell on earth, am I letting my child go to this crazy institution. And if this person has, if my child has come to me and said XYZ and I'm not really seeing it like that, or if I'm even wondering why is my child here and I haven't seen them in 3 months, or I'm talking to them every 3 months, that to me is weird. That is so weird. That is your child. You put them in somebody else's hands and you're telling yourself right now, you're basically telling yourself, I'll see you every 3 months, every 4 months. I'm so sorry, but that to me is poor parenting. And I feel like that in itself also acts as a catalyst for what this girl has gone through, because you don't isolate your child and leave them in a place, especially when they try to write letters to get to you. Finally, when she turned 18 in 1999, Hilton left the school and headed back to New York, but was terrified to speak. I was so grateful to be out of there. I didn't even want to bring it up again. It was just something I was ashamed of and I didn't want to speak on it. But more than 20 years later, filming the documentary and reflecting on her, you know, life, Hilton says she was finally able to open up about the trauma. I thought she was going to expose, like, Epstein and Ghislaine. That is what I initially thought this was going to be about, because, of course, Ghislaine tried to get her and lure her in back in those days when they were together. So I was thinking to myself, what is this really about? Is this about Ghislaine and what is going on here and Epstein, and was she involved? Is she exposing Hollywood? Is this what she's going to do? Is she planning to expose Hollywood? That was what my initial thought was going to be about this stuff. But this stuff is honestly crazy, and it's just the Barbie persona that she had to create for herself because she thought that was a way of alleviating pain. Stuff like this, guys, is actually very normal. It's like a form of escapism without actually escaping. It's just the illusion. There's an illusion of escapism where you think you're escaping and you're leaving, you're paying, it's temporary, but really and truly, it's all just there. You're just avoiding it. You've closed the door, you've locked the door, but sooner or now, you'll have to open that door now and address everything in that room in order for you to progress, move on, and heal. You have to face stuff in life that you don't want to face. That is a part of life. You may not want to like it, you may not want to address it, but you have to sooner or later. And the more you put it away in a box and leave it there, the bigger it can become, and the more of an effect it can have on your body, physiologically, on your body. Mental health, yes, but on your face, your body, you may look sad, you may look, you walk into work and you've got this weird face and stuff like this, and things are running through your head, you can't sleep at night, you're tossing and turning. But as soon as you address this stuff, it doesn't magically go away. Yes, it gets even more harder because the trauma's in your face, but you've taken that step now to progress and heal. So I can imagine Paris Hilton now doing this documentary must have been extremely hard, must have been tremendously difficult, but it acts as a catalyst to help her address her traumas because she is addressing it face front. Bang. Wow, guys, I'm talking. I really am talking. This podcast is, yeah, it's a lot, guys. It actually is a lot. This podcast is so weird. I wonder if anybody actually listens, but this podcast is actually just so weird. Anyways, guys, let me know your thoughts are. I wanted to make just a quick, like, 10-minute episode on Paris Hilton and really just address what she's going through, because I feel like it is just beyond absolute crazy. Do let me know your thoughts are, guys. Subscribe to the podcast. I would appreciate it. Subscribe. And for those on YouTube watching, hopefully you guys enjoyed this, and you guys may not be able to understand what I'm saying via the YouTube channel because I chop it all up, but the full episode is in the bio, so please go and play that and check it out, because she's exposing a lot of stuff that went down in her life. And I'll catch you guys soon for another podcast.
Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening. And if you have, then tell a friend to tell a friend. You can listen to my podcast on Apple, Spotify, and via the Acast app, or wherever you guys are listening to your podcasts. Don't forget to use the hashtag #I'mOverIt, and don't forget to click that button and subscribe for consistent content. Follow me on my Instagram and Twitter, Murad_Morali, and enjoy the rest of your day. Positivity is